Hey guys, what's up? I'm Rhea.
And I'm Matt.
Welcome to the M&M Show. Today we are going to talk about back to school and like hacks to help you like get like through the day and such. So stay tuned. Okay, so like the one that helps me the most in the mornings, because I do not like getting up in the morning, like, at all. But the one that helps me the most is, like, wash your face in the morning. Like, before you go to bed, it's, like, really relaxing. And, like, in the morning, it just helps you wake up. Because, like, rinse your face off with warm water first and then apply your face wash of whatever you use. And that just really helps, like, wake you up. And then yeah, that one really helps me a lot. Do you have any to add, Matt?
Always be sure to wear clean underwear.
Now I want to hear the story to that.
Because what if you're going to school and you get an accident and you go to the hospital and you got dirty underwear? Good.
I have no comment to that.
And then you have to cut your pants off, and you got like a stinky like mud track in your underwear. Ew, gross.
Okay, moving on. Another one that like helps me get through the day is like, if you're a girl, wear a hairband around your wrist. That way, if you get, like, stressed, then you can just, like, pull it.
And if you're a boy, wear a rubber band around your wrist.
I was going to say...
And if a girl annoys you, you can take it off, and you can flick them with it.
And then you can get in trouble.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, if you don't care about getting in trouble, then I mean...
Yeah, not really.
But, I'm an all-A student, so I mean... Okay, I just like threw my pen at my phone.
I was
sorry.
An all-A student every year.
On the first day.
That's right. Hey, look.
What am I going to do with you?
There's a free Jiggle Man show at Palm Harbor Library. Who's the Jiggle Man?
I want to know. But then again, in some ways, I don't. I don't understand how you make that noise. I just don't understand. That sounds so horrible. I'm sorry, guys. You came to listen about back-to-school hacks and such. So the other one that I said that helps you out a lot in class so that you don't get in a little issue when you're taking notes is always have an extra pen and an extra pencil. Because, you know, what if both your pencils run out of lead if you use mechanical pencils? Or what if the teacher's pencil sharpener broke and both of your pencils broke, huh? Then you have an extra pin to help you, brother. Like, whoa. But yeah, that's like one of the obvious ones. But yeah, it's also good for like when you're stressed about like taking a test and stuff. Because like when you draw, I don't know, it just helps me relax. And then for like studying, there's this app called Forest. And you guys need to get it. It helps me focus a lot. It's kind of like a game, except like it's a studying game. You download it on your phone, on Google Play, or the App Store on iPhone. And it's like, okay, so when you open it, it has you like set up an account. And trying to think of the right words here, sorry. But yeah, like when you, after you like set up an account or whatever, it helps to like you time however long you want to study or whatever, or like how long you want to work on an assignment, and it times it. And over the time you're studying or whatever you're doing, your tree keeps growing. But if you leave the app, then your tree dies, and you don't want that to happen. Most people, anyways. Because in that garden, it makes your garden look ugly. But yeah, like every time you go on there and you get a tree successfully made by waiting, then it makes your garden look pretty after a while. I've used this app so many times and I'm so glad that I installed it. It is like so amazing. But yeah, you guys should really give that a try. And then, yeah, and if your pen ever runs out of ink, this is another hack. Oops, I just dropped it on the floor. But if your pen ever runs out of ink, then you should, then like wet your finger with like saliva or whatever you have that's like wet, like water or something. Water or saliva or something, and put it on the tip, and usually that helps get mine back to working. And if that doesn't work, then just like scribble a little bit at the bottom corner of your paper, and that helps. But like, if it's not working in your notebook, sis, then don't like force it down, because then it'll rip your paper and then you have to start all over because there's a hole in your paper. Well, I mean, that's what I have to do anyway, because I'm like super OCD about these things, like class and stuff, so I had to be like extremely organized because I'm like an organization freak. And yeah, but anyways, that's like my rant for the day. But like on your first day of school, like, I don't know, it's just different. Like, if you're, especially if you're the new kid, because I'm gonna be like the new kid this year in my seventh grade year, and it's just, because you don't know, like, what the kids are going to be like. Because I moved down here in the state I live in from another state up north. And it is, the people here are totally different. So I don't know, like, what they would consider manners. And if they're, like, different than they were back in the other state. But, like, I don't know. I'm just gonna try to fit in the best I can. Like, I'm not really worried about like being considered popular, because like that's not important, guys. That's not important. Social status has nothing to do like with school. School is for work, not socializing all the time. It's like when people talk to me in class, I like tell them to shut up or be quiet or something like that, depending on how annoying they're being. Because some words just come out nicer than others to certain people. And then, yeah, I just, like, I don't even know. It's just frustrating. But yeah, so this is our rants for the night. It is currently 1:30 in the morning, and we're still up. We'll be up for another couple hours, but not the point. But, so yeah, that's my rant. School starts in like, hang on, let me check the date real quick. School starts in like a little under a month. And so I still have to go like shopping for new clothes and school supplies and all that. But we will be updating or making new vlogs / podcast or whatever you want to call this. We will update our next one next Tuesday around this time, aka 1:30 in the morning or something like that. And then when school starts, I think we're going to be changing it to every Friday at like 1:30 in the morning, because I go to bed at like 10 when school starts because I want to get plenty of sleep. Because school starts at 9:30 and I'm planning to get up around 8 so I have like an hour to get done, because I'm a slowpoke in the morning. But yeah, so that is my rant. I'm pretty much done ranting. But yeah, if you want any like more tips or like anything, like ideas or inspiration or stuff like that, then you should definitely leave us messages or whatever, and we will try to fulfill your desires. That sounds horrible, but, you know. Stop being dirty-minded, children. Stay innocent. Keep your virginity. All right. Love you guys. Bye. Daddy, say goodbye.
Bye.